Much grain now is falling ungathered, while many stand idle and wait. The harvest time soon will be ended, for garnering then 'tis too late. O soul, prove thy love to the Savior, for what he has done unto thee, by sending the tidings of mercy to lost ones o'er land and o'er sea. They perish, they perish, yet Jesus to save them has died. Go pay them the debt that we owe them, those souls who in darkness abide.
Good morning, friends. It is indeed a pleasure and a privilege to be coming your way again. We hope today finds you encouraged in the Lord. I have some of the Word of the Lord to bring you, and since the Word of God is forever settled in heaven, and it is the Word which shall judge us in the last day, then I'm concerned about what it has to say, aren't you? Everyone should be. It tells us from whence we came, and also points to the destiny of both saints and sinners. It is of great encouragement to those who love God because they are His people and He is their God. Then listen to the 9th and 10th verses of the 2nd chapter of 1 Peter. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should shew forth the praises of Him who hath called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Did you notice that it said, ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people? Now, God's people are something special. They're not just the ordinary run of folks in everyday life, but they have been called to walk a straight and narrow path, and they are a chosen people of God. There is a verse in Ephesians 1:4, which also brings this out. Listen, according as He hath chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love. Sometimes there are salesmen who seek to induce others to buy their products, and they'll approach the prospective customer with something free of charge, or they might even say, congratulations, you've just won a pop-up toaster. Or it might be something else of similar value. So the customer thinking that this is going to be free and without cost becomes overjoyed and elated. But often, by the time he pays the handling charge, the postage, and various other expenses attached to this free gift, he finds that he pays for it rather dearly. So, after all, it is the manufacturer or salesman who profits from such a transaction. Now, I'm not here to tell you that living a godly, saintly, holy life is the easiest thing in the world. There are going to be some trials, some persecutions, and some opposition, and you may as well be prepared for it. To think otherwise would be out of line with the teachings of the Scripture. Listen to these emphatic words of Jesus. And Jesus answered and said, verily I say unto you, there is no man that hath left house, or brethren, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands, for my sake and the gospel's, but he shall receive an hundredfold now in this time, houses, and brethren, and sisters, and mothers, and children, and lands, with persecutions, and in the world to come, eternal life. Mark 10:29-30. But I am glad to tell you that I believe the reward of a godly life will be worth all that it ever costs us in this world. Listen to what the book of Ephesians says about the people of God, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. That is found in Ephesians 5:27. Do you think that is putting the standard too high? In Titus, the second chapter, and beginning with the 11th verse, we find this. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that, denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people zealous of good works. Now, another thing about the Lord's people, they are walking in the light. That means they're living according to the knowledge and understanding which God has given them. When a person understands more, he is responsible for more. The more one learns and knows about the things of the Lord, the more he is responsible for doing them. You see, there are a lot of folks who know much more than what they're really doing. Then these folks are not walking in the light. They're walking in darkness and will be held accountable for such light. But, as the Scripture says, but the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. So the more we seek to know and do God's will, the brighter the way becomes. 1 John 2, and beginning with verse 4, puts it this way. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also so to walk, even as he walked. And then going on down to begin with verse 9, listen to this. He that saith he is in the light and hateth his brother is in darkness, even until now. He that loveth his brother abideth in the light, and there is none occasion of stumbling in him. But he that hateth his brother is in darkness, and walketh in darkness, and knoweth not whither he goeth, because that darkness hath blinded his eyes. Now, I don't mean that everybody who pretends to serve the Lord is accepted of him. There are some folks who draw near to the Lord with their mouth, but their heart is a long way from him. Ezekiel brings this out in the 33rd chapter and verse 31. And they come unto thee as the people cometh, and they sit before thee as my people, and they hear thy words, but they will not do them. For with their mouth they shew much love, but their heart goeth after their covetousness. Then again, Isaiah strikes close to the way some folks live these days when he said, Wherefore the Lord said, For as much as this people draw near me with their mouth, and with their lips do honor me, but have removed their heart far from me, and their fear toward me is taught by the precept of men. Isaiah 29:13. And Jesus summed it up when he was talking to the hypocrites of his day in this way. He answered and said unto them, Well hath he saith prophesied of you hypocrites, as it is written, This people honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Howbeit, in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. Mark 7:6-7. So, friends, it is not in word only that we serve God. It must be by our life and our actions, our relationship at home, among our friends, and even toward our enemies. We must show love if we would be the children of God. Listen to this poem. There's a way. There's a way that no fowl knoweth, and no vulture's eye hath seen. Over it no lion goeth, neither passeth aught unclean. There's a way where weary mortals find release from sin and strife. 'Tis a way that's everlasting, blessed way, and truth, and life. There's a way that's straight and narrow, where we walk by simple faith. Even through the midst of trouble and the shadowy veil of death. 'Tis a way beside still waters, where are found the paths of peace, where we rest amid green pastures, and our sighs and sorrows cease. There's a way, and walk ye in it, meekly, humbly with thy God. They shall run and not be weary. They are hid with Christ in God. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, bless the words of the message to the hearts of every listener. May it be an encouragement to the saved as they continue to walk in the light. Cause the Holy Spirit to bring deep conviction upon those who are separated from God because of their sins. And to Thee we will give the praise through Christ our Lord. Amen. Thank you, friends, for taking time to listen. If we may be of help to you, or if you feel that God would have you help us to continue spreading His Word both over the air and through the mail, please let us hear from you. You may write your letter to The Mission Trail, Guthrie, Oklahoma. This is Willie Murphy speaking. Here's a song, Savior, Lead Me. The singers are Lynn and Arnett Carver. The singing is quite unique since only the two singers sing all four parts in a double recording. I hope you like it.
I do not pray that life be spent on flowery beds of ease. I only pray that Christ may guide across the stormy seas. I do not pray that flowers may bloom along my pilgrim way. I only ask that Christ may guide my footsteps lest I stray. If Thou wilt lead me by the hand and guide my trembling feet, for Thee, O Christ, I'll gladly drink the bitter with the sweet. What though my life be peace or pain, 'twill only soon be
friends, until we meet again, this is Willie Murphy saying, may the Lord richly bless each and every one of you, and a very cheerful goodbye.